Alright, so what's up, guys? I know it's not Fired Up Fridays yet. It's Thursday, the day before. However, I have something that I really wanted to talk to you guys about, and it's blunt, it's to the point, and it's how can you do your best or do better than you did the previous year in the CrossFit Open. And I know for a lot of people, it might sound obvious, like, hey, just improve your fitness throughout the year. Keep training hard. Keep progressing. Keep going to classes. Keep doing this. Keep doing that. And yes, you will rise with the people who you were already kind of ranked around, right? Like, everybody's always getting better at their fitness. But how can you really improve on your standings in the open or do better than you did last year? Because that's what we're all really after. It's, yes, it sounds fun to go and beat Susie at the gym or get a higher score than your buddy Brad who's doing CrossFit, you know, five states away, your college buddies, whatever it is. Our main goal with the Open is to test your fitness. And within that, what you're going to see is the people that do really well have the least amount of weaknesses. So you're not going to see the strongest person at the gym at the highest of the list. You're not going to see the person who can run a 5-minute mile at the top of the CrossFit list at your gym. You're not going to see the person who can do 21 ring muscle ups but then can't lift the bar at the top of your list. What you're going to see is generally the people who can do all of those things pretty good. Not the best, because the best typically have bigger holes in their game, but they're going to be those people that will be able to do all of the movements, all of the things, but not at the best as everyone else. But it's better than what they were the previous year. So how do you get better at placing in the open? Or how do you get yourself to be a higher placement than you were last year? Or if it is that important to you to beat out Brad from five states away. And you got to kind of look at the ranking system or the points for placing, right? So let's say, for example, that you were an athlete who could place, let's say, top 10 in the open on 4 out of the 5 events, but then you had one workout that started with handstand pushups, and for God's sake, you're just horrible at handstand pushups. You can't do them. And now that ranks you down at, let's say, 12,000th place, even though you feel like you did really good. It doesn't matter that you came in top 10 out of those 4 out of 5 events, because that one event that you bombed out on is now going to kick you so far down that list, because there's going to be so many people that do moderately well that place above you on every other workout, and especially that one that just bumps your overall total score down. So the key takeaway here is not to keep working on your strengths as much. You still have to keep working on them, right? We still always got to get stronger. We still always got to get faster. We still always got to improve our gymnastic skills. But it is to focus more on the things you suck at, or on the things that need improvement, or on the things that have a higher ceiling for you to reach for. So if you are a strength biased powerful athlete, time to start getting on the rower, time to start getting on the bike, time to start running more, time to start doing longer aerobic conditioning type of workouts. Improving your weaknesses is the only way to improve your score with the Open. Now, we're not talking about local competitions. We're not talking about anything further on to the CrossFit series or the CrossFit sanctioned competitions. This is just specifically for the Open, which is just specifically for about 99.9% of us. This is going to be our cap at the CrossFit sanctioned type of events. So how can you get better at the Open this year? Well, it's already getting pretty close, but you still have time to improve your weaknesses as much as possible before they start the last weekend of February. If you guys have any questions on this, always email us, shoot us our way. Continue to work on your weaknesses and improve yourself 1% every day, and good things will happen, people.